Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much. What's going on? God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. How are you? I pray all is well with you. Forgive me, I'm trying to write something down. Okay, I got it together. How is everybody doing? God is good. He's good all the time. I pray that you are having a wonderful day in the Lord. I pray all is well with you. Let's just jump in. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Glory to God. Gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we come giving you the honor, the glory, and the praise as we're led of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to bow down and give you thanks for another glorious day with breath in our bodies, Lord God, in our right minds, Father God. Father God, we pray for those that are struggling right now, Father God, in their mental capacity, Father God, physical capacity, Father God, is spiritual, Lord God. We lift them up on high wherever they are on the earth, Lord God. We may not know them by name, Lord God, but you do, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you forgive us for our sins and our transgressions made before you, Lord God. Father God, open our minds and our hearts tonight, Father God, to be used as a vessel for you, Father God, to represent your kingdom, Lord God, which we seek first at all times, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for every opportunity. We thank you for every open door. Lord God, we even thank you for closed doors, Lord God. Father God, we just want things to be done in your will only, Lord God. Father God, just use us, Lord God. Father God, knock on our hearts, Father God, so that you can come on in, Lord God, as we open up and allow you in right now, Lord God, to control our lives, Father God, to be in control of our tongues tonight, Father God, and our hearts tonight, Lord God, that we'll be doing this for the love for your people, Lord God, that we're saying enough is enough, speaking up and speaking out. The men of valor coming together, Father God, giving you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. Use us now, Lord God. Dispatch your guardian angels to us right now to stand guard of our households, Father God, to stand guard of our families, Lord God, as we go out and break chains in the name of Jesus the Christ. Lord God, we lift you up on high. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody suit up. You know what time it is. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. The mighty men of valor are coming on. YAT Radio is signing on. We live, y'all. All the men, let's go get them, y'all.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now.
And give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. With the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir,
it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'm a racist banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, trying to control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word. The Lord's in control of you, yeah. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through, complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward, with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house up on the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail what God says. Nah, I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Yeah. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Yeah. Raise my children up in the Lord. Yeah. Love my wife like Christ, love the church to take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king. I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching, we stepping, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
over. Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king. You might not see your crown.
I'm a prophet.
But I
I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
I speak the word.
Oh, yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God
a
has
prophet.
Given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm a
minion.
Prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a
prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet. Speak
yeah.
the word over my family. I'm a king.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor on this Thursday. I pray all is well with you. What's going on? Pastor Rod is here to say enough is enough. We speaking up, speaking out. The Men of Valor coming together, brothers hanging out, having a conversation. I want to talk about some things that's going on around us, going on in this world. Going on in our families, our communities, man, it's everywhere, and it's time to step up and do something about it. Let me put the disclaimer out there now. For those that are out there doing the work of the Lord, you know what I'm saying, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So if you are one of the laborers out there doing the work of the Lord, God bless you. May God keep you and your families. It's our prayer. Continue to strive to be pleasing in his eyes. For those of you who are playing with God, out here using God's word to make a dollar, out here poor pimping the people, fleece flocking, manipulating, taking advantage. May the grace and mercy of God find you, and you find repentance and get your life in order with God. Those are our prayers for you. This show is here to break chains from those evil spirits, from Satan himself. That's what we do. We're chain breakers. You understand what I'm saying? We stand up against the enemy. So we ask for you to pray for us as well, because we step out on faith every night, coming here to break chains, interceding on people's behalf, standing in the gap for folks. You understand what I'm saying? People that don't, that can't do it for themselves. And the thing about it is God takes care of all of his children. But sometimes, you know, we have to hold somebody's hand. We got to speak up for somebody. We have to do something if we're children of God. All right? Jesus did it. So shouldn't we be required to do the same type of work? Shouldn't we be required to get out here and do something about it? Aren't you just thankful? You should be grateful, actually, because I know that I am, that God showed us some mercy and some grace. You understand? And salvation came into the picture. You know what I'm saying? Through his son, Jesus the Christ, giving up his life for our life. You get what I'm saying? Because if we were still in the Old Testament era, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us wouldn't be here today. I say a lot of us. I ain't say a lot of you. You understand? Because I wouldn't be here either. So let's get that understood, y'all. We got to have a conversation. We got to be real with you. We need to start. Listen, we need to start having open dialogue about things that's going on around us. We need to start having open dialogue about how to put our families back together. Listen, just because your family ain't dealing with it, what about all the thousands and millions of families that's going through it? Are you going to assist them? Are you going to, listen, are you going to tell them how good God been to you so that chains can be broken in their life? Are you going to tell them how blessed you are that God came into your life and held your marriage together, kept your family strong, kept you on a job for 30, 40 years, you understand, kept a steady income, letting you own your house, letting you own your car? Are you going to help others to get to that area? Are you going to teach them how to get financially stable? Are you going to teach them and help them to be mentally stable? Are you going to teach them how to get on an exercise regimen, to eat properly? Are we going to do that? Are we going to come to like a unified front and take back what the devil has tried to steal from? I said tried to steal. You always talking about he stole something. He ain't got no power to steal nothing. So he can't steal nothing. He can try all day long. The scripture says that you got to be careful of him because he'll come on the scene roaring like a lion. It said like a lion. You know what I'm saying? He really just a little pussycat meowing. Ain't got no teeth, ain't got no choppers. You know what I'm saying? When you get defeated by God, you know what I'm saying? You get left for dead. But God let him breathe. But he stripped him of everything. So he trying to take what you got because you are above him. He under your feet. You need to start living like that. You need to start acting like that. You need to start speaking like that, dressing like that, teaching your children these things. Because, listen, if you don't know who you are, how in the world you going to have power over the enemy? You always talking about what God going to do. God going to do it. God going to do it. God gave you the power and authority to do it. God gave you dominion of every creature on this earth except for human beings. Man, come on. Listen, I need you to stop playing. I need you to stop playing with God. I need you to stop playing with your own life. I need you to stop playing poker with your life. And I don't even play poker. I don't even know how to play poker. But you need to stop. You need to walk away from the gambling table with your life. Because you lose it. You're going to lose. You understand what I'm saying? If you, listen, it's either God or nothing. My guy Drew Tony, he says G-O-N, God or nothing. You need to make a choice. It's a lot going on around us, and you acting like you confused. Pick up your words. Study to show yourself approved before God. You know, a workman who is unashamed, rightly dividing the truth. Listen, are you in the spirit of the Lord that you know when evil is among you? Are you? Are you aware? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just really be wanting to have these type of open discussions. You know what I'm saying? I'm so thankful that my brothers come on with me, you know, basically every night and hang out with me and have this conversation and talk about different things that are going on, talk about different things, you know what I'm saying? The word of God, most importantly, you know what I'm saying? Because everything that's going on around us, we can put the word of God to it. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you that have a difficulty understanding salvation, your salvation, you know what I'm saying? It's the saving of a human being, you and me, from sin and its consequences, which include death and separation from God through Christ's death and resurrection. That's the only way that we are able to survive. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that you think that you're supposed to receive that. You got to, are you a meek person? Are you always turning to God for help, for direction, for training, for sheer joy of his blessings to you, for giving you life? That's a person that's meek. Is that you? You know what I'm saying? Elder Melvin always telling us about Galatians 5, reading about you, finding you up in there. But that is something right there. Are you a meek person? Is that you? Do you turn to God for everything? Do you do what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tell you? Trust in the Lord with all your heart? Lean not to your own understanding? In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Is that you? Are we talking to you? So, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure, my brothers and sisters, that, you know, you get yourself together and that you find out who you are. You a child of the Most High God. You were made in the image and the likeness after the likeness of the Godhead. Who is the Godhead? God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, God the Holy Spirit. So my question to you is that what are you running from? What are you afraid of? Who are you afraid of? And why are you? You know what I'm saying? Because if you keep running, you're going to keep running with these evil people out here. Because me, and I know my brothers that join me, listen, this is us right here. Let me tell you about us. And I'm going to use scripture to tell you about us. We come from Romans chapter 8. We all up in there. But here's something that stands out. It stands out when God says in verse 17, when he tells us, okay, so since you are children of mine, then that means you are heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. But we get to claim that if we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. So if you're going through things and you don't understand why it keeps happening, it's because you claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He told you that these trials and tribulations would come your way because of him. And you still didn't prepare yourself. So I tell you what. Go on over there to Acts 20 and 32 and say and read this where the scripture tells you, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. You have an inheritance coming your way, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Oh, man. Come on. You looking for money and riches and fame and fortune, and God got something much greater for you, and you missing the point. All right, man. Let's jump into these current topics, things that are going on around us. Want to say good evening, everybody. Want to get in the conversation. It's about to turn up now, 858-357-9137. Want to talk about things that are going on in our communities, going on in our world today, and definitely want to jump in. I want to say good evening and God bless to my brothers, the pastors that joined us. Pastor Joseph is here. God bless you, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show tonight. How are you? And also, Pastor Melvin Elder is here. God bless you, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Let's get ready to get into this conversation, brothers. One of the first things I want to jump into, the bickering, the fighting, and everything that's going on in the Congress, the Senate, up in Washington, D.C., between our politicians. The Democrats got something to say, the Republicans got something to say, and then some of the Republicans got something to say about we gonna leave the Republican Party and start our own party. So let's talk about that for a minute, because it seems like we're still allowing these people to toy around with our lives, toy around with our money, you know what I'm saying, toy around with the laws that have been made and laws they're trying to make and institute into our laws and our lives and take control of our lives. Chips being installed in people, tapping into and monitoring your phone call, coming into your homes through your smart system that you ain't even paying attention to, coming into your cars, listening and monitoring your every move, facial recognition on every corner, cameras in every community and neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? They digging here, they building here, they tearing down here, going underground here, and ain't told me nothing. I don't even know why they doing construction around the corner. Ain't nobody sent me a notice. I don't even know why they building that over there. Ain't nobody sent me a notice, and I got to pay for it. How is it that we are allowing these things to go on, and we got to pay for all these things, and we ain't getting no receipt? We don't even get the blueprint of what you doing with it. So let's talk about that tonight, brothers. I want to be real with these folks tonight. So take your gloves off, put your brass knuckles on, and let's go in. Pastor Josie, you've been hanging on, sir, so we coming to you first. How is it that you ain't got no receipt about all the money that they've been spending of yours, that you pay taxes on everything, all the way down to the piece of bubble gum you buy at the store for your child? Break chain, sir. Go in. That's Joseph. All right, not sure what's going on with his phone system. Pastor Melvin, I know you're there, sir. you jump in on that. Go ahead.
Well, good evening to everybody. I'm glad to be here. And I just want to say to everybody, listen, audience, I truly love you. Because you're God's creation. If nobody didn't tell you that in a while, because I know how that feels. I truly love you. Well, Pastor, what you was talking about, you hit it dead on the head. But I am one. I remember my wife years ago, I got up at 11 o'clock at night, and she said, where are you going? I said, I just want to see what's going on out here on the highway this time of night. And they had these big trucks out there, and they said, well, when I asked them, so we're going to build a freeway. Okay, I took that. But 18 years later, I saw that same truck. I was sitting in a dentist's office called Halliburton, and those trucks go around and they set up and they shoot radiation down in the ground to detect oil veins. And that's exactly what's happening here in Scotlandville. That's far back the road when they try to shut Southern University down. Nobody told us nothing, just like you said. I had to go out there and ask. When these people come into your domain and do what they want to do, you don't ask nothing, they're not going to tell you nothing. So
that's
I don't
right.
put all the on them, because it's up to you to make
that's
a
right.
move to find out what is going on under my feet. And you got these evil spirits and all of this stuff. Don't look up in no air for those evil spirits, principalities, and powers. It's happening right there in the White House. The minister just told you, Republican. Democrat decides something, Republican go against it. Republican side decides something, Democrat go against it. Look at what these people represent. This party represents the Republican. This party represents the Democrat. We are not going to get along. Our job is not to agree with each other. But who is kicking all the hell in the process?
Hmm.
The people. The people are catching the hell in the process. So I said, Lord, what could I do about this? Bring you back to that scripture. Be ye not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed, Melvin, by the renewing of your mind. So what that mean to me, Dad? You ain't got to put up with that. Let them people do what they want to do. I got you. You in my world. So let them do. We can't stop this stuff in the White House. But what God is showing us, pull yourself away from that chaotic world. Pull yourself away from it. Since Pastor, since it's so hard for us to fight the hierarchy people, just let them go. Let them go and let's deal with our own world, which is the world of Christ, which is in our heart. We can be here. We don't have to deal with this stuff. It is impractical, improbable, and impossible for them people to hear us in the White House. We can't change it. I say, excuse me, the hell with it. Let them do what they want to do. But the way my daddy talked to me, whatever they do, remember my pastor, H.P. Whitman, years ago in New Life, it don't have to affect you, whatever rule they make. You take a hurricane that we get plenty of down here in Louisiana. It is so devastating, it's widespread. But you ever notice in the center of that hurricane they call the eye? Well, down here in Louisiana, I'm pretty sure Alabama too, we understand hurricanes. But it's so peaceful. That's the world that you want. That's Christ. Or even in a tornado, it throws things outward. But in the midst of it, it is calm. A song we used to sing, there is peace in the midst of the storm, Shirley Caesar. So take yourself, allow the Lord to place you within the eye. He told David, the apple of my eye. The eye itself is all right, but it's the pupils that send the message back to the brain. That's the pupil. That is important, and it's covered with a shield. You can be covered in the eye of the storm with the Lord. Pastor, I don't know what I'm disagreeing with you or not, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't feel like trying to fight them folks up there. I think I would rather be in the eye where Christ is and everything go all around me. He got that. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. And that's understandable, Elder, because you know every called and appointed and anointed child of God has an assignment, and we all are put to certain levels. You know, you may be that one that you know, you're at that age where you're the one that sits there and help put things together. But I'm at that age where I still got to go in and execute it. So you know, because there are people that can't, that don't know how to say the hell with them. You know what I'm saying? That are not in that stage where they can do it. Don't even understand it. That's the problem right there. They don't even understand it. They don't even understand about being in the, you know what I'm saying, the eye of the apple of God's eye. A lot of them don't understand that. A lot of people never experience that in their life because they don't feel like they are worthy of anything. They don't feel like they're anybody special. So a lot of people are lost right there. So when you see a lot of people that are in that vulnerable state like that, you know, people that takes advantage because that evil spirit overtakes them and points out the weak, vulnerable vessels. You know what I'm saying? The enemy goes after people that are weak and vulnerable. He doesn't come at people that are strong in the Lord. He ain't going to do that because he can't do it. He can't do it. So he knows that he has to go after the people that are weak and vulnerable, and that's why he needs ambassadors and intercessors and prayer warriors and people that's going to intercede and stand in the gap for those people. You know what I'm saying? If you're old enough and you are able to understand the difference between good and bad and know God's word and the devil's word, you know about this. You are held accountable for that. You are held accountable. I'm not held accountable for you. You are held accountable for you because you can pick up that Bible and study it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's ain't got to believe what the world is telling you how to turn your back on God, and you did it. You understand? Before you even listen, they tell you, listen, you ain't got to believe in a God like that. And he ain't gonna do nothing for you. You been praying for that and ain't came yet, and then you give up. You drop your faith. You give up on God. You turn your back on God. And then you start talking negative about God. You understand what I'm saying? And then things start coming and happening in your life, and you don't understand. But then you don't. Nobody's around to tell you. It's because you turned your back on the Lord. You understand? Yeah. You didn't take your issue to the Lord. You didn't call on God. You only call on him now because you at the vulnerable state in your life. You didn't hit rock bottom. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Please, Lord. But you don't get up every morning and thank him for waking you up because you figure you supposed to get up. You understand? Yeah. You don't thank him for putting that meal on your plate, even if it's just beans and rice. You don't even say thank you. You just dive in and start eating. You understand what I'm saying? You don't even say thank you, Lord, for giving me this day. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through this day, allowing me to lay down and rest in you, Lord. You don't do things like this. But you wanna call on him when you're going through it. So I understand what you're saying, Pastor, I really do. But you know what I'm saying? There are people out here that we still got to intercede for and stand in the gap for. So I'm glad
we can also do that, Pastor, because the eye of the storm is you studying.
Amen.
That's the eye of the storm. If you study, you're gonna be in the eye of that storm. But if you won't, I don't think there's much we can do. For you, we could tell you about it, but it's going to be a decision on your part. That calmness is being studied. Because you're going to know when the enemy is coming to attack you. You're going to know it. And when you know when the thief is coming, he can't plunder. He can't, what's the word, Pastor? Plunder your goods? I think that's right. He can't do that. You and I are the storm because, first thing, you're obedient. Number two, you're studying. And you know what God is capable of doing. Thank you, Pastor.
That's good. That's good, that preacher. Thank you very much. All right. Let's throw that question over here. I think we got him now. Let's see if he's back. God bless. Good evening. Good evening to you, Pastor Joseph. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. You know, I know you probably heard me earlier when I was throwing that question to you. We just lost that connection. I'm glad that God brought you back to us. Why are we allowing all these things to go on And the thing about it is that we voted these people in. We pay their salary. You understand what I'm saying? We pay for everything that they say they're supposed to be doing for us. So why are we allowing them to buy new cars, new houses, take care of their families, but they're not taking care of the communities and the neighborhoods and the families out here that are struggling? Talk about that, sir. Break things.
Yes, sir. The most of the core countries, you know, they just like the worldly system. They are kind of strong, you know, like the military system powers and the economic system and things of that nature. So they very arrogant. They very just high ego, strong ego, and things they believe in. Even some contractors that I run across, you know, they like bullies. You know, they bully the weak people around, and they don't have no honor, respect. You know, they just tell them what to do and just give authority. They know they in authority. They know people are under them, and they abuse their authority. I see that a lot. They abuse their authority, but it is a God system, and it's also a worldly system. And the worldly system, you know, one thing about it, Jesus, he will make that separation, making real plain and clear. One day he will make that separation, but by the grace of God, we pray that people, you know, change and for the better. But unfortunately, you know, it's just some things Jesus is going to have to make that separation. But what we can do, we can continue to just, you know, do everything we can, you know, just to stand and be strong. And because I'm still trying to figure things out, because things I'm just new to just happening all of a sudden. Just like people say, we're living in the last times. You know, it can be kind of scary. It can be frustrating. It can be confusing. But then the Bible says if we suffer for a while, Jesus, God would establish us. And so, you know, just being around believers like you and Elder Melvin and other ministers, Pastor Jackson and Brother Kim, Dr. Kim, you know, it encouraged us to go on. And because the apostles back then and the disciples back then, how they was martyred by the same type of worldly system leaders, things like that. So we kind of got to embrace that also. Are we ready to get martyred? Are we ready to just give up our life, you know, for the gospel's sake? And so just, you know, just connecting to the right people and getting the right teaching in time like this is very important, because I'm still learning myself. But I believe just trusting God. You know, we trust him every day. If I know by faith, I don't really know what's going to happen today, tomorrow. But you know what? Like Jesus, he invested when he was in the wilderness. You know, he told him, hey, Satan, get behind me, because he had that word invested in him. And so I believe just investing the word in us right now while we got a chance, you know, investing that word. So when times show up, kind of get hard or whatever, we have that word in us to, you know, to use against the enemy. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. You know, people say that you hear a lot of people, you know, really don't want you to talk about things. A lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, they really don't. They want you to just be quiet and let things do what it do. You know what I'm saying? And the problem with that is that as long as we continue to just allow things to do what it do, the enemy will continue to take advantage of that. You know, I think we talked about this the other night. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I know I was talking to one of my good friends, one of the deacons, and I told him, I was like, listen, man, you know, as long as I keep letting you come and beat me up every day, keep letting you come in and hit me in the jaw and knock me down, you know what I'm saying? You physically getting violent with me and I ain't never fighting back. What happens when that day come that you come and you ready to throw a punch, but that punch gets stopped by a brick wall? You know what I'm saying? What happens then? How do you deal with it then? What do you do then? You know what I'm saying? How do you change the dynamics of that then? Because guess what? Somebody done stood up and say, man, enough is enough. You ain't finna hit me no more. I ain't taking that no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you do that to me no more. So
what?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, And that's good right there, Elder, because I feel the same way. I ain't got nothing but two cheeks, and you're going to hit me on the right, you're going to hit me on the left, because the other, I don't turn my butt up to nobody. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, y'all see, you turn the other. Turn the you other, know? So it ain't no more after the other.
Ain't no other after that one. That's right. So we know that vengeance is the Lord, because he says it in Romans. He said, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. You know what I'm saying? Vengeance is mine, I will repay. So the thing about it is that when that repayment comes and you walk up and they say, okay, you're not finna do this to me today, doesn't necessarily mean that, guess what, I got to throw a punch back at you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't listen.
Can you hear me?
A little bit long and see.
Say again? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can hear you good.
Okay. All right. I don't know what happened to Elder Melvin. But listen, it's like this. We have to make sure we already know that God tells us that he will fight for us. You know, the scripture even says that you have only to be silent. And in the Proverbs, it talks about, it says, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. The thing about it, we got to stop dealing with these situations with our emotions, coming from our emotions with everything. We deal with everything based on emotions. You know what I'm saying? Strictly. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We seek us first. We deal with it first. We ready to cuss, fuss, have an argument, fight, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, cut. You know what I'm saying? We ready to get real gangster. And it does nothing. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't solve the problem. Because the evil people are walking in the earth. But then you have to understand who you are too. You got to understand that how you got to the situation where you are. Because one thing about it is that we're gonna be dealing with situations every day. Galatians 5, it's just like, you know, Elder Melvin was talking about. You know what I'm saying? It talks about you somewhere in there. You in there. So when we're talking about these people that are just manipulating us, mistreating us, how is it that we continue to really just, I just don't know, how is it that, do we not supposed to fight for the ones that can't speak up? The ones that we know are taking advantage of. What about the veterans? What about the veterans? The veterans that you see on the streets, living on the streets, and fought for this country. You know what I'm saying? This country has allowed them to be in a situation like that. How do we allow that to happen? How do we allow the men and women that have fought to keep this country safe from the false wars that this country has started? Now, if you're out there saying that we're anti-American and all that, I am an American. I'm just not a proud American. How about that? You know what I'm saying? We've done some wrong to people in this country. And let me change my terminology on that. You have done some wrong to some people because you've done wrong to my people. So don't you feel like it's time to address these issues? Isn't it time to address these issues, Pastor Joseph? Aren't we at the stage in life where time to? It's been 52 years since Dr. King has left this earth, okay? And don't you feel it's time for some of these issues to be addressed instead of waiting on them to happen, instead of waiting on them to shoot down another black man or a young black man in the streets or a young black woman or mistreating? Don't you think that we need to be addressing these issues on a daily basis until something is done? Break chains on that, sir. Go for it, Pastor Joseph.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need more people to continue to, like Martin Luther King, just taking a stand, and other great people as you do the Black History, just continue to take a stand, even if you lose your life. You know, no greater love has a man that is, that he laid down his life for a friend and just continue to make that sacrifice for us right. Whenever a change happens, it must be for the good, for the better. So whenever it's for the good, it's worth the change. And we just got to continue to give it our all and continue to pass the baton, because once this generation, you know, continue to elevate and go higher, you know, we must continue to pass it on to the other generation so they can stand up and they can fight and they can know what's right, so they won't be so brainwashed. It's amazing how brainwashed, you know, the young people are, and you just need more leaders just continue to stand up. As we just said all the time, it's just repeatedly over and over. But it's really so simple, but sometimes we just make it difficult. But it's a fight. It's a battle, and we got to come together in unity. And the way you do it, you got to keep having meetings. It's good to come together twice a week, three times a week, meet up somewhere. You know, you can't wait till next month to do something, then next year, once a year, twice a year. You got to have something every week, getting together, and that's what brings one accord. The way you stay on one accord, you got to have a meeting every week, twice a week, three times a week, to keep people's mind on one accord. And if we could just continue to meet up and get the people together and get the word to them, and, you know, and get it deep down inside of them, it'll be a blessing. Then we'll continue to stand up and rise up. And I believe we can make a difference. We can make a difference. And we just got to give it everything you got. And one other thing, the statistics was that a lot of young kids in school, they, you know, they make C's and D's, and it's because they don't try. You know, it's not that that's their quality, but most of them just don't try. Even when I was in school, you know, I was happy with a C. I was happy with a D, but in reality, I just didn't try. But if I just really tried, I would have made all A's. So what's going on right now, with the people, I think we just ain't really trying everything with everything we got. And if we just, you know, get together, continue to try and push each other to give it everything we got, it's something called the law of execution. You know, we start executing things. You know, it's good to just get by and do little things, you know, but we start executing what we start. A lot of times we could be so creative. We could start something and don't finish. We could start this and start that, but we don't complete it. But it's something called the law of execution. And when we can tap into that and we start executing and dominating and staying humble at the same time, we could definitely be more fulfilling in life. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I tell you, made that point very valid, because that's where I am right now. Don't you feel it's time to start executing a new plan, Elder? Because, you know, we can't keep talking about it. You know, I have a dream. You know, Martin Luther King dream, he gone. He won't see all of his dream come true. He saw some of that dream. But guess what? What about what we need to do now? Don't you think it's time to start executing this new plan of how we need to approach situations and how we need to deal with things? It ain't about guns. It ain't about violence. It's about intellectual people using their knowledge and their skills to put down and do what needs to be done, just like it was then. They weren't out there fighting. The fight was brought to them physically. Yep. They didn't go out executing any violence. They came together as a unified front, and they were attacked. So that's how you know that you are ruffling the feathers of the enemy, when you come together in unity and confront him. So, Elder, in the time that we come together as a people and confront this thing, man, because it's getting out of control. It's, matter of fact, it's getting out of control.
I don't know much about politics, but I know, you know, like the legislature, executive, judicial, one make the law, one carry the law out, and another put it into effect. Now, let's dissect this thing. Everything has position. I don't care what all organization has position. You do this part, you got this part, you got this part, you got this part. Nobody does it, everything on their own. Okay, now I see a lot of things happening with the justice system. One of my boy named Black Lives Matter, when they killed him, flipped my mind all the way up in Minnesota or wherever that was. But things started happening.
George Floyd,
yeah. You notice
somebody had to die. It happened back in Los Angeles years ago, and wasn't much of nothing done. The same thing happened again. This time, just pay close attention. Things are happening, but you have to look at it in a, with a certain eye. If we look at it from the secular view of the moral view, we're going to get angry. Think about it. We are going to get angry, and we're going to do what you call retaliatory measures, which are not good. So let's let the politician handle that part. Now, what is it that we can do, children of Christ? You see how I'm breaking this thing, separating the pastor? Let the politician do their job, because I don't know nothing about politics, how to pass these laws and all. Well, I could go downtown here and make a statement and try to get a legislation passed on. That's it. But the thing that it goes to, I don't know nothing about that. What I know about is Christ. Believe me, y'all. What I know about is Christ. What I'm good at pushing is Christ. Now, we got the politician in office taking care of this. So, Pastor, I think we ought to go with special prayer for those politicians for this thing. That's the only way I can see it work. All right, they know how to put it down on paper. They know everything that happened in the past. And trust me, pals, I know a lot of stuff that happened in the past when it comes to black people. But I'm not in that position to get before those people. But I am in position to get before God's people. Nobody can supersede God. Mm-hmm. My daddy, nobody can do that. So what it is that you do best? All right, politician, y'all have it. With President Biden, I prayed and I talked. I'm close to my daddy. I said, Dad, I need your spirit to go in the White House, and I really believe that Mr. Biden is the man. He went in. I heard this man speak the Bible. Now, hopefully, his heart is right, and he's not just trying to hogwash people. But that prayer was answered. Now, we get the politician to work. We go in special prayer for those politicians. Pastor, we know what God can do. God can change anybody's mind. Now, if it's for the sake of his people, what do you think he's going to do? He already said, earth and heaven are going to pass away, Melvin. I'm going to be here. My word is, him is his word. Melvin, stand on my word. My word is not going to fail you. Isaiah 55:11, be there, go forth out of my mouth. This my daddy talking, it shall not do my boy. I don't care what you say, Melvin. My word is going to do what I send it to do. It ain't coming back to me empty. So I'm going to stand on that. Pray for a change. The best way we can make a change is shoot God's word out. And hopefully this radio station, this is a good way. We never know when one of them politicians may hear this. This is what we do best, Pastor. This is what I push. Thank you.
Amen. God bless. God bless. Thank you for that, because that's real talk. And that's where we are. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's good. Very, very valid point. What do you do best? You know what I'm saying? What are you good at? You know, what are you good at that can help a people? You know what I'm saying? What are you good at that can help your community? You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Doctor.
What is your best attributes that you can offer? You know, seriously. And it's something, because when I was doing counseling in Atlanta, and I had these young people that I had to deal with, I would get them to, you know, I would tell them that you come every time I come to the school, you know what I'm seeing, you're looking mad, they booted up, you know what I'm saying? They ready, you know what I'm saying? They on edge all the time. So this particular day, I asked them to do me a favor. Come on, let's go in the classroom. Let's sit down. Let's have a conversation. But before we have this conversation, I want you to do me a favor. Had everybody sit down and close their eyes. I said, so close your eyes. I said, so now I want you to think about what it is that you would like to be doing with your life. And why you thinking about it, that it puts a smile on your face as you meditate on it. You know what I'm saying? Have we ever sat back and just meditated, and really got into us to find out what is our best qualities of our life. What is it that we would like to be doing with our life? What is it that makes you the happiest in your life? You understand what I'm saying? And whatever it is that puts that spark back in you when you think about it, whatever it is that make you tingle all over when you think about it, and I'm talking about you, something you want to be doing.
That's the word.
You understand what I'm saying? Whatever it is, that's where you need to be striving to get to.
Well, I don't care what it is, as long as it's good.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no way that you're going to tell me that selling dope, running the streets, being a pimp, being selling your body, any of that is something that makes you smile, because you'll be lying, because that's all evil. Ain't nothing evil going to make you smile. Not from your heart. It ain't coming from your heart. You can smile all day in the flesh. Your flesh. Listen, let me tell you something. Pleasing the flesh and pleasing your heart is two different things.
It surely is.
It's two different things. And your heart is part of your flesh, but it's not, listen, it is totally connected to God if you believe in it.
Night and day, baby. Night and day.
That's where he going to speak through. He coming from your heart. He said that, listen, if you go in the book of Samuel and go there and study that book, because God is talking to his children, talking to his people, but he's talking to them through David's son, Samuel. And he told him, you know what, he says, guess what? And I'm going to sum it up like this. I could care less about your outer, your things that you have. See, you thinking cars and houses and clothes and money impress God. It impressed man. God's not impressed with that stuff. God's impressed about what's going on in your heart. You know what I'm saying? What's your heart all about? You know what I'm saying? What kind of fruit is your tree bearing? So let's move on, brothers. We get ready to come across the top of the hour. And just the other day, I can't think of the senator's name, golly, the lady that was removed from office by the Republicans because she didn't agree with Donald Trump and his trumped up philosophy. Listen, however you feel about Trump or Biden and all that, that's your personal opinion. That's you. But when you bring things to the forefront, and you're not bringing them to the forefront because you wouldn't want us to know, God is revealing you. God is exposing all of your deceit. God's doing that. So when that was exposed, how do y'all feel about that? Because that's something that affects those people that are in that district of that party, but also it affects us here in the South too, because you got people that are doing things through manipulation and deceit. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who you support, but if you're not doing things righteously, you're deceiving the people. You know what I'm saying? So how do y'all feel about that?
I like that one.
How do you feel about that, Pastor Joseph? Because you know that's just happened. That's recent, and that affects the seats in the Senate. Yeah, that's just the other day. So you know what I'm saying? People that are there to vote on laws and voting on all of this voting rights and all these things. How do you feel about that, sir? Talk about that. Break down.
Yes, sir. It's pretty kind of confusing for a lot of people, but I know for me it's been kind of motivation just so I can stay dedicated and kind of, you know, educate people if I could and try to get more educated on things myself. But I learned a while ago that sometimes you got to challenge the challenges. It's been a challenge, and so it's been making me to make more vows, to stay committed to certain things. It's been making me to make more
covenants or, you know, promises to God, you know, to have zero tolerance for certain things. It's been making me a better man myself. And so it helped me also to challenge other people to be a better person, because I might not have all the answers, or we might not have all the answers, but God is still on the throne. God is still good. You know, we read the book from Genesis to Revelation, and at the end, God is going to win. And so we are encouraged, and we try to encourage the people with the word of God and things of that nature. But, yes, sir, it can be very confusing right now. But you said it, sometimes it can be kind of trumped up. But we are victorious. We got to keep the voice of victory, just like David. You know, it's like we're in front of a giant, but we still got to speak to it. We got to speak. We got to prophesy to those mountains. We got to speak to that giant and say, get out of our way. We're coming for it. We're going to give it all we got. Even if it's, hey, for God we live, for God we die, and things of that nature. And, yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor,
amen.
I'm jumping right on that. I'm really jumping right on that, Pastor. When Pastor said just then, Revelation is the end, God's going to win. I'm going to be with a winner. You see, now, what did I say a little while ago when I prayed and asked the Lord for his spirit to go in the White House? Now, a lot of people are looking at this in a certain sense. Me, I'm looking at it from a spiritual point. They moved somebody out that was for righteousness and truth. Think about it. This woman didn't do no harm. This woman just stood up for what was right, whether you black, whether you white, whether you red, whether you yellow or not. This is what she did. I just told radio listening audience, I pray next for the spirit to go in the White House. That's evidence right there. Come on, people. That's evidence right there. I'm from the old school, and I know what them folks did. I know how they think. You run in a race, and you out in front, you're going to do everything, every ounce of energy you got to stay out in front. Yeah. So the man behind, it's just hard for him to catch up. They'll switch the runners on you, and you don't even know it. If you look at it from a secular point of view, I look at everything from a spiritual point of view, the way my dad is teaching me. Pastor, that was nothing but what I just said. That's the spirit of the Lord in the White House. Why didn't he stop it? No, I don't know why he stopped it. I know this much. It wasn't time for him to stop it. You think it's going to end there? No, it ain't going to end. It's coming back again. You got some more right there that's afraid to speak. Like Pastor, you've been saying on this radio, somebody else going to come up and say something next. Mark my word.
Amen.
Somebody else is going to say something next. You're going to move everybody out the White House for Christ? You're going to move the president out? He's for Christ. He's for Christ. Governor John Bell Edwards here, he's sort of with Christ. I can feel something with him. My daddy is going to move when he wants to, how he wants to. And nothing you can do about it. Just keep doing what it is that we are good at. Let them folks do what they're going to do up there. Pastor, just like Pastor Joe said, in the end, God, he won already. It's just the manifestation of it got to take place. So rely on that. Think about that. My dad is going to win. Now, if you don't want to be with him, you're shucky-ducky, and you got a problem. I'm going to stick with a winner, and that's my daddy. Thank you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. As we get ready to come across the top of the hour, listen, I want to read this to you, Psalms 27. This is where I am on all of that right there. Listen, I'm going to speak out. I'm going to say what I got to say. And
say
how
it,
you
babe.
Take it is on you. It's up on you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to do the work of the Lord. He said he came for the unsaved, not the saved. He came for the sick and not the healthy. You know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure that we're doing the work of the Lord out here. You know what I'm saying? Out here, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We definitely want to be one of the laborers. So you know, when you're sick, you got to go see the doctor. You know what I'm saying? We are the assistants to the doctor. So you got to come through us before, you know what I'm saying, we send you to the doctor Christ. You understand
Watch
what I'm saying?
Them words.
We got to make sure that you understand that. You know what I'm saying? He say that he's going to send people to you to get you ready and get you prepared so you can come to him and see him and be a part of him. You got to understand that. So you know, let's make sure that we do that. But Psalms 27, let me tell you something. You know, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. From whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. What thing have I asked of the Lord? That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock." You better listen to me. "And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear me now. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. But my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord."
And Pastor, right there, that's the eye of that storm. Then you see everything around me. That key word was around. What's around the eye of the storm? Trouble. Think about it. Think about
Amen.
It.
Amen.
You in the midst. You in the midst of it, but the trouble is around you. I like
Amen.
That, Pastor.
Amen.
I got goosebumps, Pastor.
So write that down and read that. Psalms 27, read the whole chapter. Read it. Psalms 27. Read it. Understand it.
You need to put that every night, Pastor, along with Galatians. Give them something to do.
Got to do Galatians and 27 Psalms. Amen. You need to build up your relationship. In order for you, listen, Pastor Jackson told you a while back, in order you to eat from the land flowing with milk and honey, you got to get to know the owner.
That's it.
You better do it. Amen. We're coming across the top of the hour. You're listening to Breaking Chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor. Brothers hanging out, having a conversation. Get in on the conversation. 858-357-9137. We'll be right back, y'all. Breaking Chains is on YAD Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand? Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause see faith working by love, yeah. And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace, yeah. God done gave me his passion, it stirred up in me, and it's going down like life's camera action.
yet I trust them. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush them. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. Soon as the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message. No flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here. Yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Come to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that His glory on me. He ain't got the juice on me, I got His glow for sure.
I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving before the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it clear, there's no fear, now I'm here. And I got the heart of a lion. So give me roar.
Listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
I'm telling you, man. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor are on. What's happening? What's happening? Pastor Joseph, Pastor Melvin, Pastor Rod hanging out on this Thursday. I pray all is well with you. Welcome to the second hour of the show. We're just hanging out, man, having a conversation, leaving the mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. Speaking up and speaking out, saying enough is enough. You know, hey, listen, you got all type of characteristics that come your way, come towards you. You got all different kind of character of people out here. But most importantly, you got a different genre of people called saints of God. You know what I'm saying? They come at you totally different. You know what I'm saying? You know when they walk in the room, you feel their presence. You understand, you know that they got one mission, and that's to represent the kingdom of God right here on earth. You understand, you know what they're going to do. You know what they all about. And the thing about it is that you know who they are because your daddy, the enemy, is the enemy of my dad. So he going to tell you who I am when I walk in the room. He going to let you know. He's going to let you know. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that here's a conversation Pastor Melvin and I had one day last week. We were talking, and he was asking about people calling in and how, the numbers, people listening and everything. And I asked him a question. I asked him, I say, would you want to come on this show and let folks know that you agree with us? and you've been out there wilding out. You've been out there, and you've been amening your pastor, and you ain't never heard what we're talking about. Now, wait a minute. My pastor ain't tell me that. Are you going to come on here and say your name and get involved in the conversation so somebody can hear you and go back and tell on you because you're afraid of that? And I just read to you why you don't need to be afraid, but you are. But it's okay because, you know, God is going to save you. He's going to pull you up out of that. And you just heard the song, God got me. I don't know what you heard, but God got me. You know what I'm saying? It says that the scripture lets us know that if God be for us, who can be against you? And the funny part to all of that, the whole world is against you because you represent G-O-D.
Can't touch you. Can't do nothing to you.
and that what Hammer said. You can't touch this. That's real
can't
talk.
Touch this.
Brothers, as we get ready to kick off this second hour, as we start this second hour, let's run down some things. And tonight I want to do something different since Brothers Night. So each brother, each one of my pastors here, it's three of us here. So each one of us gets 2 minutes to add, you know, 2 minute warning is nice like that. You get 2 minutes to answer the question. But tonight, what I'm going to do different is that we all going to answer the question. But here's something different about it tonight in this 2 minute warning. Each one of us get to ask a question. I'm not going to ask all the questions tonight. Everybody's going to ask a question. You understand? So get your questions ready, because we get ready to kick off the 2 minute warning. So I see Pastor Jackson just came on. We're getting ready to bring him in. So each one of you preachers, you go ahead and get your question ready, because everybody's going to ask a question and everybody's going to answer the question. All right? So we're going to kick this thing on off. Want to say good evening. God bless. Pastor Jackson is joining us, man. I tell you, he's just getting off work, man, so we're thankful. God bless you, sir. Good evening. Welcome.
God, a great evening to your brothers. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, sir. All right. Take the gloves off. Put your brass knuckles on. Let's go in. Time for this 2 minute warning. You know, the last 2 minutes of the football game, you know, boy, that's the most. Boy, let me tell you something. And especially if the score is tied or right there with each other, this is the hard, man, they grind hard in these last 2 minutes. So, time for the 2 minute warning. It's time to break chains. The mighty men of valor. Break your chains. YAT Radio. Let's kick it off. All right. Here's my question. Why are so many men distracted by worldly things and big booties and everything else instead of being focused on what it is that God has called us to do as men? Pastor Jackson, you just joined it.
Wow.
Your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Why are we so distracted and caught off guard and God? That's one of your favorites. Your 2 minutes starts now. Break chain.
You know, the thing about it is the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. He came to cause division. God adds and multiplies. The enemy comes to divide and separate, and subtract. So the enemy can only present that temptation to us, but it's up to us whether we deny it or receive it. And so many people choose to be submissive to the flesh than to the spirit. So the enemy know how to come against you. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And so many times, instead of turning the other cheek, so many times, instead of resisting the enemy, we tend to fall prey onto his deceptive tactics, his wiles, instead of girding ourselves, instead of being prepared, because God already let us know that he's coming. He's coming. So he's coming to try to deceive you with that big button of smile and whatever the case may be. The love of money is the root of all evil. So many times we fall prey to the trap instead of resisting him, because in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that's the name above all names. Resist the devil and he will flee. Instead of falling prey to him, we have to learn how to resist the devil, and he will flee. Thank you, sir.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, Pastor Joseph, jump into there. Why we as men, and not pointing the finger at no particular man, but just we as men as a whole, why are we so distracted and pulled away by things of the world instead of being focused on what God has put in us to do? Break chains on that, sir. Your 2 minutes starts now.
Hey, man, I love how the Bible says that we are the temple. And, you know, just first, you know, respecting our body, you know, and loving our temple and honoring our temple and respecting our temple. You know, we can respect other people even more, you know, and what's in that temple, which is the Spirit of God, you know. But some worldly people, you know, we look, we kind of look at them and look twice, look three times, you know, the women's and stuff like that. But when we just really take time to get our tempo right, focus on, you know, our body, our health, what's important, you know, eat, exercise, and sleep, and things like that. And, you know, just freedom, like we want to treat somebody else. And just, you know, honor and respect. You know, it goes a long way. Just honor and respect. It's the way you do something. You know, just honor and respect certain people. You know, some people just straight dogs. You know, they try to dog women out, stuff like that. But I believe if we can just continue just walking that honor, and we can continue to increase their honor and respect, it'll make a big difference in the young men's walking honor and respect instead of being disrespectful to the women's and things of that nature. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, Elder Melvin.
Yes, sir.
What say you on that, sir? Break things. You got your 2 minutes starts right now.
My grandfather had a nightclub years ago. He was kind of wealthy, but he taught me a lot. And he always told me, baby, remember what's pleasing to the eye, man with pride, or by. And if you get 5 million people to try something that ain't no good, you may kill it. They won't do it again, but they tried it. Okay? Think about the prince of this air. Prince, looking at the, I forgot the word to use, but you're going to think he's a good-looking person. Just the word prince. He's got royalty. Now, remember, who is the enemy of my daddy? Satan. Now, where is Satan and all of his working? On the earth. Oh, wow. Something happened here. What did God want? The main thing he did, he said, oh, this is good. We made Eve. This is good. When you look at the male, what did he look at a woman? But Satan took it and twisted it and gave us a derogatory look. A lust look. So when you learn the characteristics of Satan, you'll know where you are. This has to be taught by us. God give revelation to the leader that he does not give to the sheep. I just don't see him doing that. If he gave it to the sheep, he don't need us. Don't need us. So think about it. People listen to your leaders. And I got one more thing to say. This is my question. When are you going to go somewhere to be taught? I'm talking to the world. When are you going to go somewhere to be taught, not hooting and hollering and all this, and giving the truth? Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You know, one thing that I would say to that question that I put out there to you all, I'm gonna put an answer to it as well. I look at that as there are a lot of men, and let me say this. Let me speak for me. There were a lot of things that I dealt with mentally growing up that I didn't understand. When I sought the answers weren't always there. As a young man growing up, you see things that you shouldn't see, but when you see them and they're not explained to you properly, you continue to follow into a routine of doing and saying and being around and seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you in a place where it's distancing you from your true feelings and emotions because they're never addressed. So you're always seeking the pleasures that make you feel good, from big booties and a smile to drugs to alcohol to all type of things. Mm. And what it does to us, it kills our self-esteem of self and causes us to have low self-esteem. So when we become men, we still are in search of our true identity, which we are dealing with an identity crisis. So we are looking for someone to lean on, to lay on, to make us feel better, but it's only fleshly and it's not spiritual. When we are caught up into a fleshly thing, we lose our spirituality, and then we'll focus on what it is that brings us that pleasure that we think that we need, that we really are not seeking from the proper place.
Boy, I ain't gonna put that no better than that.
So what that has done, what that has done, and like I said to you, I'm speaking for me. I can't speak for you. What that did was cause problems in relationships, cause you to seek something that you didn't even know that you needed to look for.
Wow.
And once you came into a relationship and found Christ, accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and knew that God had your back, what you thought you saw and what you wanted and needed was improper, was wrong, and don't even need to be around you.
Wow. All
right. So,
amen.
Come out of your identity crisis, my brothers. Find out who you are and whose you are. Because if you leave it up to me to tell you, you just like what Romans 8 and 17 says to you, that you are heirs to the throne. You, listen, you are heirs to God Almighty, joint heirs to the Lord of Lords, Kings of Kings.
Our Lord, amen.
No excuse.
Simple as
amen. Right.
All right, Pastor Joseph, come on with your question, brother.
Yes, sir. My question was, you know, a lot of times just growing up, it seemed like things just happen over and over. My question would be, what do the guys think tonight about deja vu? Deja vu. Thank you.
Deja vu. He came with that one, huh? Deja vu. That's Jackson.
Is that just a word or just
that's
a saying, or is that actually true?
That's an uppercut. That was an uppercut question. Now, but you know, I look at deja vu. You know, my interpretation of deja vu is something that you've seen happen before. You know, that's just my interpretation. You've seen happen before. But it also gives me the sense of when you are spiritually, you know, God gives you that. He said, my old man shall see vision and my young man dream. I think I got that right. You know, a lot of times when you're dealing with the Holy Spirit, God will reveal some things to you, you know, and he will give you the visions and he will give you the dream. And I look at deja vu as part of being something spiritual, for real, because it's like foresight, you know. We can be walking down the street and we see a certain scene or scenario and be like, man, I've seen this before. I've experienced this before. You know, and I think it's part of the spiritual gift of God, you know, that gives us foresight into seeing what God has in store for us. And not only that, but God prepares us, even if it's good or bad, God has prepared us on how to handle that situation when we come up on it. You know, so I look at me, myself, and I can only speak for me like Pastor Tate. I look at it as a thing that is something that we've seen before, but yet God has given us a way out of it, be it good or bad, a way to handle it, and how to approach certain situations and conditions and circumstances. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right, Elder Melvin. Deja vu. 2 minutes starting now. Break thing.
Nah, I don't know no deja vu. But anyway, I'm going to say this. You ought to think. It's all about you. Your perception of life is just totally out of sync. Everything is about you, either deja vu. It's my way or the highway. You know, that'd be to women. It ain't about you. I mean, in the spiritual sense, you got these people that really think they are actually right. I mean, they are people of Christ, but they think they are right. Simply because it's all about me. You don't want to listen to nobody else and everything you say. Like I say, it's the highway, my way or the highway. So until you come into the spiritual realm of Christ, you are going to always be fooled. That's what they got to do. You just be fooled all your life. Your perception is bad. Your perception is of this world, the modern world, the secular world, and it ain't nothing else but all about you. I don't know what else you might. I said it anyway. That's good.
That's what you got. That's good. Here's something. So, Pastor Joseph, we coming back to you because you got to give a comment on your own question too. But here's my answer. I agree with Pastor Jackson and Pastor Melvin. Okay, I agree with both of them. I'm gonna put both of those together like that. But then I'm gonna add something to what they said. Here's something that I feel. I think about the prophets. Lord have mercy. I think about the prophets because deja vu is something that it happens, but you've seen it before. You know, it feels like you've been there before. You know what I'm saying? You've seen it, and it was shown to you by the Lord. God showed it to you. Listen to me now. Because listening to both of y'all and you put them together, I got to add that man is a prophet of God. He's been before the Lord. The Lord has came and told him to tell you something that's about to take place.
Lord.
He can't explain it to you. He can only just tell. Listen, the prophets came and told you. The prophets came and told them to get prepared. To do something.
Amen.
But thus says the Lord.
Come on, boy. Just tell it.
So my thing to you, Pastor Joseph, is whatever the Lord is showing you, and it had happened to you before, and it had happened again, stop being quiet and start speaking what God has told you to tell the people.
Amen.
Because you'll be held responsible.
Get ready.
You will be held responsible for not communicating what God has given you to tell the people, and then it come to pass because that's the sign of a prophet.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Jesus. All right, Pastor Joseph, how you feel about that, sir? Are we good?
Yes, sir. I just got full off that. I got the chew on it, but I definitely agree. But I'm a chew on that. That's wild. There's signs of that. But, yes, sir, I definitely agree with everybody said. And I'm going to look more into it. But I always had kind of wanted to get more clarity on that, and I just did right then. So I thank everyone. I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Amen,
thank
sir.
You.
God be
amen, sir. God bless
God
you.
Walk into that
that's
call.
That's what we are for. When we, are as one, we help each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We here to unify front. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you feeling that in your spirit, read about the prophets, sir. Read on the prophets. Study about the prophets and see if that anointing is on your life and that calling. And walk into it.
Amen.
With
walk
authority,
in.
The authority
the
of God. The blood of Jesus.
Follow
amen.
Spirit.
Glory to God. All right. All right. Pastor Jackson.
Jesus.
Put the question out there, sir. Let's get it.
I have a question, and Pastor Rod know me about these false prophets. There we go, right there. Help me, Holy Ghost, Pastor Joseph. Come on now, too many false prophets out there. You need to come hard with it, sir. Whether
Amen.
They listen to you or not, all you got to do is get it off your hand, my brother.
Amen.
Get that blood off your hand. Let them know what to be prepared for. But anyway, nevertheless, my question is, why are there so many? And Pastor, I know, I pray that you've already put disclosure out in the name of Jesus. Why are so many big churches, be them black or white, not calling out the spirits of hate, racism, and homosexuality?
All right. Everybody heard it. So, Pastor Joseph, coming to you first, sir. Your 2 minute starts now. Break chains.
Yes, sir. Just like in the movies, a lot of times you see the guys, they be dwelling in it themselves. It's like a lot of the homosexuality, they coming out of the closet and the other people, you know, Christian, they hiding in the closet, and there's so much on TV exposing it, and people, they just think it's all true. It's happening with a lot of people, but it's definitely, it's sad, and people, they just selling out for money, you know, the love of money. They just doing anything, no morals and no integrity, no fear of God. But it takes, like the man of God said, somebody just stand up and call it out. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. He must be on our page, pal. He must be on our page.
Lord,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Pastor
that's
Melvin.
What I'm talking about.
Did you hear the question, sir?
No, I lost contact again. I had to hang up and call back in.
All right,
Amen.
Pastor
Amen.
Jackson, ask the elder.
Yes, sir.
Put the question to the elder again, please.
Yes, sir. Why are so many big churches, be them black or white, not calling out the spirits of hate, racism, and homosexuality?
Don't want to lose the
number. Your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Break chains. Go.
Don't want to lose the number.
Plain and simple. Amen.
Need I say anymore?
That's the
commercialized. It's commercialized.
Mm. Through corporate.
And righteousness requires patience. Instantaneous gratification usually comes quickly. And it leads quickly. Need I say anymore?
No, sir.
My Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right. Here's my answer, Pastor Jackson. My thing on that is that because for number one, you know, Pastor Joseph said it too, because you participate
Amen.
In it too. You're part of it as well. Then Pastor Melvin said because you're gonna lose your members, the tithes and offerings won't come in anymore. The money won't be there anymore. Your membership will dwindle down because you're teaching the truth. See, when we get to teaching the truth, we lose friends, we lose members, we lose money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because people, listen, remember the movie? You remember the movie back then? What was it? Charlie Sheen or whatever his name was. And, you know, you can't handle the truth. They can't handle the truth.
A few good men.
Few good men, you can't, and listen, he go a few good men on the radio right now telling you that you can't handle the truth. You understand? You can't handle the truth. That's why it's not being preached. You understand? That's what built the big building. That's why they got so many people sitting in there. That's why they have homosexuals leading the choir. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And playing the organ and the choir director and the minister of music. You understand what I'm saying? That's why President Barack Obama signed into law that it's okay for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. You as
sure
the United
did.
States
I did not
of
like
America,
that.
Listen, the USA of America LLC went against God's principles, went against God's word, went against God's values, went against God's commandments.
Uh-huh.
So there's got to be some hell and wrath to pay for that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, you know what I'm saying? I don't hate the country that I live in. I'm just bitter at the country that I live in because you put the God that I serve out of the picture. And I'm living here, so I got to see people suffer because of your disobedience.
Amen.
So that's
nobody
why it's not taught because it goes up against the 501c3 money that they get. It goes up against the other government money they get. It goes up against the grant money that they get. It goes up against things that benefits them and make them have big names. So there you have it, sir. Your comment and on your question, sir. 2 minutes, go for it.
I'm a piggyback off of my brother Pastor Melvin. You know, you can't call out what you are active in. You cannot call out what you are active or participate in. Now,
sure,
I remember back in the day when I first started with Breaking Chain Ministry, you said something that was so profound. They didn't cash the check. They didn't cash the checks to that hush money. You know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. See, they're so in tune, like Pastor Melvin said, You're telling people what they want to hear to keep them coming instead of what they need to know to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know,
amen.
You're doing the same thing. You cannot. How can you call me a liar when you're a liar too? How can you call me a thief when you're a thief too? How can you call me an adulterer when you're an adulterer too? How can you call me a homosexual when you're a homosexual too?
Come on, boy.
Thank you, sir.
A black killer, and I'm a black killer too.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, glory to your holy name.
Be careful what you let your mouth say. Sometimes your mouth tell on itself.
Amen.
Tell on yourself.
Right,
you're exposing yourself, and that's what's taking place today.
Well, you know, that's what God said he was going to do. So, you know what I'm saying? We just got to keep breaking chains because God is pulling us.
Amen.
Listen, he's ripping the curtain open. You know what I'm saying? And the veil is being pulled back, and things are being exposed.
Mm.
So and I thank God that we are able
Amen.
And given the opportunity to come on here every night and to give our testimony and to hold ourselves accountable so that chains can be broken in somebody's life out there saying, hey, if them pastors can get on there and go worldwide and talk about things that they've done, things that they fight with, things they struggle with, things that they go through, that God then worked it out for them, he can work it out for me too. So let's keep going.
Amen.
Let's keep going.
Pastor, what you're doing there, you're setting the mind of many people. I always say that being in a leadership position, give them a mindset. Even if you're going to preach a sermon, tell the people, look, wait a minute now. I don't want nobody to look up here at me. I don't want nobody to put me on no pedestal. This is God talking. I'm just an instrument. Set their minds first. Set
Amen.
The audience mind first. That's your job to do that. They will look at you totally different.
Amen.
It
Amen.
Works.
Glory to God.
It works. So it's up to us leaders to put their mindset in the people that need to be in the seat. Put that mindset in them.
Amen. Amen. All glory to God. All right. All right, Elder Melvin. Time for your question, sir. Put your question out there.
I thought I asked my question. Okay, we'll go with this.
Come on, put it out there again, sir.
Huh?
Come on,
put it out
there
again.
Yes, sir.
Again?
Please.
Yep. Go back. All right, give me a second. Give me a second. Oh. Okay, let's put this in the form of a question. Oh, it is the form of a question. When are you going to go? I'll put it like this to the minister. What can we do to get the people to go where they can be taught?
All right.
Hello.
What can we do to get the people to go to be taught? All right. Pastor Joseph, 2 minutes starts now. Break chains.
Well, right now, social media making a big impact on billions and billions and millions of people, social media. And so it's so important to kind of take over that media. You know, because whenever an enemy come in, he take over the media first, and when they invade, things of that nature. But if the teach the people, because people comprehend different by hearing, by visual. But young people, they love to see things. They love videos. It lights their brain up. So to really teach them, we got to take over social media. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jackson.
Well,
2 minutes starts now,
first
sir.
Of all, you know, the best thing for us to teach them is to tell them to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. That's the first thing we should be teaching people, is to study. Study. Whatever is coming up against you, study it. Learn of it for your one step. Stop taking people's word at for God's word. Know God's word for your one self. Know God's word for your one self. And another thing, the best teacher, the best instructor is experience and failure. Experience and failure. The best things are not just taught. Some of the greatest things are experience for your one self. That way you will know how to handle it when you come upon that again. But the best encouragement I can give to anyone as far as teaching is to study God's word for your oneself so you'll know it.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
So here's my answer to your question. this is me. Take it to the street. Did you hear what I said? I say, take it to the streets. I say, take it to the streets. I say, go to that community. I say, go to that community. I say, go to that hood. Go to that hood. Take it to the streets.
That's good. That's good.
Jesus
That's
took it to the streets. Jesus took it to the streets. The highways and the byways. Jesus took it to the streets.
That's good. That's fast.
You hear what I'm saying to you? That's the simplest thing I can tell you.
Did.
Take God's word to the street.
To
if
the
they ain't
street.
Coming to you, you take it to them.
Take it to them.
There you go. Elder Melvin,
Amen.
Take it to the street. Give us your 2 minutes
Amen.
On your question, sir. Break change. Your 2 minutes starts now.
Look at the characteristics of people. People look at in my case, I suffered so long. I stayed in drugs so long. All in the city of New Orleans, all in the city of Baton Rouge, these are two relatively large cities. I'm well known in the drug community. Now, I don't be seen no more, so people wonder where I am. Now, when they see me again, they will see where a change has taken place. This is, you could take it to the book of Galatians. If people gonna, I mean, my former wife told me, if people gonna talk, get them something to talk about that's worthy. When you come to the book of Galatians, you see me now, I'm dropping apples, oranges, tangerines, you know, all things like that, symbolically speaking. Let them see Christ in you. And the day that they walk up and say, Brother Mel, how did you do that? That's boom, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's when you're supposed to light these shucky duckers up. God will put them in your path. But you got to be right first. God's not going to put them in your path and you ain't right. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Man, what a powerful 2 minute warning we just had just then. Boy, look at him. Woo! Breaking chain. All right, y'all, we're going to take this quick break. When we come back, we got our final comments and our Black History tip and our health tip for the night. Our Black History honor read tonight is going to be, boom, you got to wait on it. It's coming up. We're looking for the American missionaries out there. It's Breaking Chains, Divided Men of Valor. YET Radio is live. We looking for them urban missionaries.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'll be some good
news,
right?
He came walking up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people so I pulled over stops. It's some church folks I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me could he take me to some rappers from his church. He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off
up in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live pretty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it were for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, lay to rest, or I pee. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we suburban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery. It's time to go to war, ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Welcome back to the show, man. What a powerful show tonight. Breaking Chains and Mighty Men of Valor came together, brothers hanging out, having the conversation, man. What a powerful, powerful night. Just thank everybody for turning us on. Thank my brothers for hanging out with me tonight, man. Ooh-wee. We calling for all you urban missionaries out there. You heard him? We got to take it to the streets. If they ain't going to come to you, let's go to them. You know what I'm saying? What you waiting on? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no time to be scary. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. All right. Final comment. Pastor Joseph, Break Chains, sir. Your final comment, please.
Hey, man. Just want to encourage everybody to continue to have a fruit fight. Like Elder Melvin said in Galatians 5, you know, keep throwing that love at people, that joy, that peace. And that's what me and my mom do whenever I get with my mom. We have a fruit fight, and it'd be fun because we do it intentionally. And I just want to encourage everybody to keep walking in the fruits of the Spirit. Sometimes you have to look at it, you know, daily, on a daily basis, and that's what we're supposed to do on a daily basis, growing those characteristics in our characters, and share it with some young people. Write it on the index card. It's very important. And just give it to them on the index card and challenge them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Hey, don't forget, everybody, Pastor Joseph will be our special guest gospel artist this Sunday under his stage name, Holy Boy Real. Breaking Chains with me this Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. We're going to be breaking chains, man, checking out his new music, talking about his career, talking about things that you just didn't know about him. You get to hear about this pastor right here this Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Raising the Sound. All right. All right, Elder Melvin, your final comment, sir.
You know where I'm coming from, but I got an attitude tonight. We want to go back to Galatians, and what Galatians going to do is going to be like a GPS. It's going to let you locate yourself. Hey. Now, Psalm 27, once you locate yourself, cry to Jesus, because that's where all your power is going to come. You're going to locate yourself first, and then 27 Psalm is going to get you into line in line with the power of Christ. Cry to Jesus.
Amen. I'm done. That's good, sir. Thank you for adding that on in there. That's what we needed. Thank you for that. Thank you. If you didn't get that, write it down. Galatians 5, read the whole chapter in Psalms 27. Read the whole book. All right? Get yourselves together. Thank you for that, Pastor. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, sir. All right, Pastor Jackson. Let me see. Yeah, get your final comment, sir. I need you to pray us out tonight.
I'm gonna make a real short and real sweet. You cannot serve two masters.
Sure. Right. Can't do it.
Give one up.
God or nothing, babe.
That's it. God or nothing.
God or nothing.
Him or the highway.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor. Thank you for being able to get in to last minute on the show, man, after you're getting off. Thank you for giving your time to the Lord tonight, and I know that you're going to do it. So thank you for being able to make it tonight so that you can fellowship with us. So God bless you, sir.
Pastor Will, before we went off air last night, I just want to suggest something to people. When you tell us about the vegetables, I'm doing it. But it's a broccoli casserole with no meat. Just learn how to fix it, but that is a good feeling meal. It will hold you all day, Pastor. Broccoli casserole.
Broccoli casserole.
That's our job, baby.
What we gonna do then? Come Monday, we gonna need you to tell them how to make that thing, man. And you know, say that's gonna be the help tip,
sir.
Making that Elder Melvin's broccoli casserole.
Amen.
That's gonna be our help tip for Monday. So don't forget that. Don't forget it. Listen, here's my final comment to you. My final comment is going to come to you from the book of Isaiah, all right? And I want you to go to chapter one, but I want to go to 16 and 17 to you. Listen to me. This is what I have to say to you. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Did you hear what I said?
Wow.
Just do that.
Amen.
Start with you.
Amen.
Start with you.
That mirror.
Clean you up.
And that mirror.
Clean you up. And then everything's going to be all right. Repent.
Amen.
Get before him. Wash yourselves in the blood of Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, and all good will come to you. Trust and believe. You're not a microwave person if you're a true child of God. Because you know that everything happens in his time. Amen.
Process.
Amen. All right. Here's our Black History honoree for tonight. Our Black History honoree tonight is Mr. Isaac Burns Murphy. Mr. Isaac Burns Murphy became a jockey at the age of 14. He eventually competed 11 times in the Kentucky Derby and became the first rider to win 3 derbies. It didn't say the first black rider. It says he became the first rider to win 3 derbies. His contemporaries dubbed him the Colored Archer, a reference to Fred Archer, who was a prominent English jockey at the time. Over his career, Murphy had a 44% victory rate, one of the most impressive in horse racing to this day. And this is a 2021 calendar, y'all, that has all this in it. To this day, Mr. Isaac Byrne Murphy has a 44% victory rate. No one has topped him yet, and this was back in the 1800s. Mr. Isaac Burns Murphy is your Black History honoree tonight. All right, here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to exercise. Stretch them bones and them muscles. Work them out. Do your exercise. Do you some side strata, house, some push-ups, some crunches. You know, stretch, flex, and do them, you know, play some basketball or something. Just get your heart rate up. And I need you to cut back on all of the junk food and the fried food. Eat your vegetables. Eat your fruit. And you know what? Put 64 ounces of water in your body. That's the minimum of amount of water you need to drink on a daily basis. You can get 8 glasses, put 8 ounces of water, drink them. That's 64 ounces. Go in the kitchen in there, go to the stove, get you 4 16-ounce bottles of water, drink them. That's 64 ounces. Or however else you want to put them in your body, just do it and make sure that you put that in your body. We need you mentally and physically healthy, but most importantly, we need you spiritually healthy. We need you to study your word, man. Get into the word. Feed yourself on the word of God. You know what I'm saying? The scriptures say man should not survive by bread alone, but also by the words that proceeded out of his mouth. That's the word of God. Study it. Feed on it every day, constantly. You know what I'm saying? Get before him in prayer. The scripture says pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, what? It availeth much. God hears everything that you say to him. God counts every tear that drops out of your eye. God knows everything that you're going through. God says that he will supply all of your needs. You understand? And he will give you your heart's desire. Just stay with the Lord. Continue to walk with him. As Pastor Jackson say, don't you get caught off God. Not G-U-A-R-D, but don't you get caught off G-O-D. You know what I'm saying? Because it's God or nothing. Period.
Amen.
Bottom line. Bottom line. God bless you. Don't forget to join us tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Youth Talk with our young people coming on Breaking Chains with us. You'll be here with them. Come and join them. Support our youth. Tomorrow afternoon with Youth Talk right here on Breaking Chains, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Big shouts out to everybody that wanted to tune in tonight, all of our pastors and ministers and evangelists. God bless you, and most importantly to our overseer, Dr. Pastor Levert Kemp. God bless you, Pastor. We love you, and big ups to everybody. Pastor Jackson, if you don't mind, sir, can you pray us out tonight?
Glory to your holy name, O loving Savior. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence, Lord God. We pray that something was said that will break chains in the lives of your people, that will give them hope, that will give them encouragement to just turn to you, Lord God, to trust in you, to lean not to their own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all their ways. Now unto him who that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Help me, Holy Ghost. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, amen. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Glory
amen
to God.
Glory to God. God bless you all. Have yourself a wonderful, powerful night. Stay blessed
love
in
you.
The Lord, man. Love y'all, man. Good night, everybody. Good night,
love
brothers.
You.
Love y'all,
you.
Man.
God bless you.
God bless. Peace.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.